I tend to view every class I ever teach, regardless if it's in high school or college, as a narrative in itself.
In this paper, we examine two ELA teachers' past use of reflective inquiry to address the complex nature of literacy instruction in their own teaching.
Currently, I'm focused on developing coursework for a semester-long study abroad program. As I develop courses in young adult lit, student diversity, literacy, and culture and teaching methods, I'm also navigating how to incorporate meaningful reflection into each course and the program as a whole.
As an assistant superintendent of curriculum and instruction in a pre-K-12 school district, I am constantly thinking about how the structures and systems we create and support provide space for ongoing and meaningful teacher reflection throughout teachers' careers.
So the process of reflection for me isn't so much about recalling the events of the day or looking back fondly on what I did. It's about really interrogating the elements of my story, the characters, the conflict, the tensions, and the climax, and what I can do better next
time. What assignments will I create to develop understandings of literacy and reflection? How will students engage in reflective practice that extends and challenges their perspectives and beliefs? What will productive, authentic, and consistent reflection look like during the program, for the pre-service teachers and for me?
Ongoing critical reflection can shape how a teacher conceptualizes their disciplinary practice, significantly influencing how they approach their daily work in the classroom. And teachers who develop a reflective stance early in their careers also develop the ability to adapt and shift to the ever-changing tides of educational practice and policy.
Reflection for me is almost an act of literacy, and the more I learn to do that myself and model it for my students, the more not only I can encourage my teachers to reflect on their own classes, but in turn teach their students to do the same someday.
In addition to exploring these ideas about the role of reflection in the literacy classroom through the lens of two practicing teachers, we discuss how teacher educators can meaningfully guide pre-service literacy teachers towards developing a reflective stance and ongoing reflective practice.